So education, your first school then, it was between here and California, I guess.
No, yeah, my first school was in El Reno when I was real, real small. And then from El Reno, we moved to Oklahoma City. And so it was in Oklahoma City and then in California.
Back All right, and then yeah. Junior high?
Junior, well, when I was 12 and 13, I was going to school at Dungy, yeah. And then from there, went to Webster here in Oklahoma City when I came back from California, and then from Webster to Douglas.
And then you graduated from Douglas,
yes,
when?
1962.
I'm going to bring you then to the lunch counter sit-ins. I have a date here of August 19th, 1958.
Right.
Cash
right.
Drugstore.
Right. I was not a part of the original 13.
But you were about 14 years old at that time.
Right. Well, about 13. About 13.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, Clara Looper, let's talk again about her and her vision and what it was she did that led to the lunch counter sit-ins.
Well, like I said, I wasn't a part of the original 13. I was in her class, and she was always talking about the fact that we needed to have respect and be allowed to do the things that whites never had to deal with. Things like my grandmother and my mother, when they would buy us clothes, would measure our feet for shoes and measure our bodies for clothes and your head for a hat or whatever, because you weren't allowed to go in and try on clothes. Miss Looper never talked about the sit-ins until after that happened, because that was initiated by her daughter at one of the meetings. So when they started, people in the community were afraid when they started the sit-in. They were afraid that the kids would get hurt. And of course, I was in the class, and I was a part of the NAACP Youth Council, and she was a youth advisor. And so she invited us if we would like to participate. I went home and asked my mother, and oh my goodness, she had apparently been talking to the people in the community, and they, no, we don't want our kids to be hurt. We don't want our kids to go to jail. We don't, no. And I cried. Because everybody wanted to do what Miss Looper was a part of. Everybody loved Miss Looper because she was so full of energy and was everything was a lesson. Everything was a lesson. We learned so much. She didn't just teach history and social studies. She taught everything. So when I cried because Mother said no, I went and told my daddy. Mother said no, and everybody else is participating. And Daddy told Mother, Miss Looper loves those kids, and those kids love Miss Looper. She would never let anything happen to those kids. And so you need to let George go. You need to let her go. My mother was all upset, but she said, okay. She better not let my daughter go to jail.
And then maybe we should... I've interviewed Joyce Henderson for this, and I've interviewed Marilyn, who is Clara's daughter.
Right.
And I've interviewed, in fact, I interviewed Marilyn here in the History Center in the exhibit of the Lunch Counter City.
Okay.
We sat right there and did that.
Right.
But Clara, and you can tell the story again here. Clara had a play. Tell us about that.
Yeah. She did the Brother President play. I was not a part of the play because I knew that I couldn't go to New York. I wasn't a part of the play because she had lots of people part of the play. But when they decided to go to New York, of course, but my parents didn't have the money. And Miss Looper raised money for the kids to go, but Mother said, no. So when she came back is when they were all talking about having stayed in a hotel and going to the restaurants and everything.
Yeah, in St. Louis, they had that experience.
Right.
They were accepted there.
Right.
Right.
And I wasn't a part of the meeting that they had when they came back. And that's when they decided to go downtown. And so they had gone downtown and it was on the news. And that's why I said the community was rumbling about these kids going downtown and Miss Looper taking kids. And so I didn't get a chance to go when the NAACP guy was here in Oklahoma and saw the play and invited them to New York. So I didn't get that opportunity. And so I joined the group after that. that after the Cats thing.
And did your mother approve of that, or did you just go do it anyway?
Yeah, she approved. But a lot of times I did go when she went to work.
All right. And then, of course, Clara told the students to be nonviolent.
Right. Well, they would teach us to be nonviolent because she would have sessions when we start meeting at Calvary. They would, each time we would have prayer, we would have songs to kind of build us up, and then we would go through the techniques of being nonviolent. Turn your head, not be aggressive, not talk loud, not even how to sit on the floor so that if they hit you, you wouldn't fall over. Those were the techniques that they taught us. And we went through those techniques each time we got ready to go on a march, and we would march two by two downtown.
From Calvary Baptist?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From Calvary Baptist Church?
Yeah, yeah.
Two by two downtown, but to a sit-in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At Cats? Depending,
well, no, it wasn't at Cats because Cats had been already resolved in 3 days.
All right. Yeah. And you went to John A. Brown?
We went to John A. Brown's. I remember going to Crest. Remember going to Animals. Was it? Yeah, Animals. And, oh, it was several stores downtown that, because I didn't get to go every time they went. And so that's why a lot of times it might have been 200 people there, and the next time it might have been 500 people there. So it was just after that I got a chance to go up until I left Oklahoma.
And did you get a chance to be arrested?
Yes.
And go to jail?
Yes. That's one of the questions that kids ask you when you do a presentation at their schools. Did you ever go to jail? I said, yes. And I said, what's terrible about it is I was excited to go because my friends had been. And people always ask, were you afraid? We weren't afraid. We were with Miss Looper. And we had no fear of being a part of anything that she did. She was our teacher. And it's when people ask me, and I think, no, we were too naive to have any fear. And the excitement of going to jail was because we were all together and we would laugh and sing and... somebody would get us out and feed us, and then we'd go home.
So were you hauled in on a paddy wagon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Full of children.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I didn't realize until I was a grown-up is Miss Looper had made arrangements or had talked to the chief of police to make sure that we were always treated right and carefully watched over during that period of time.
What about, there had to be negative, when you did a sit-in.
Yes.
Okay. How did the white patrons there treat you?
Not very nice. The thing that still astonishes me today is that grown-up people would say ugly things to kids. They would call us all kind of names and pour coffee on us and push us and spit on us and cough in our faces and all those kind of things. We didn't have, I think we didn't get the attention nationwide like Greensboro did because of the fact that we didn't have out and out violence, and we were kids. But yeah, they treated us poorly. Yeah.
How did that make you personally feel?
I would sometimes share that with my daddy. I never really told mother that, because she probably would have said, you can't go back anymore. So she would say, were you kids okay today? Or I saw where some kids went to jail. Did you go to jail, Joycey? No.
Truth is, you've been in jail that day.
Yes, yes. So yeah, we were just ashamed of the way that adults would do kids.
Yeah. Marilyn, Clara's daughter, says yes. in her interview that somebody threw a chimpanzee on her.
Yeah. I wasn't there that day.
Isn't
but
that something?
Yeah.
Spit on him.
Yeah. Spit on him. And
right.
threw. Yes. That's why I said all kinds of things they would do to us. We were nonviolent because we were obedient to Miss Looper.
And then, like in the case of John A. Brown, they too came around. And I believe that Mrs. Brown and Clara became
very close friends over the years.
Yeah,
that was that was something. But yeah, that was one of the hardest places.
John A. Brown's,
yeah.
Because it was in a department store, there were more people around, maybe. Or
well,
why was it more difficult?
Because it seems that we were down there a lot, and it took a long time.
Okay, right.
Yeah. That was apparently during the time that Miss Looper and Miss Johnny Brown's finally got together.
Remember asking Marilyn about it, and she said, all we want to do is a hamburger and a Coke.
Yes. Yes.
Hamburger and a Coke.
And what people didn't realize is we didn't have any money. If somebody gave us one.
So if they'd served you,
yeah, that's
for
right.
anyway.
We didn't have any money. So yeah, just a hamburger and a Coke. Yeah.